Welcome to Insight. We have a special edition planned for you today. Sacramento is home to so many amazing musicians. There must be something in the water.
Sacramento is in a really fantastic kind of Goldilocks zone. You know, there's a lot of community support.
There's so many that Cap Radio classical host Jennifer Reason's local artist feature series highlighting local musicians just hit a major milestone.
This is the 100th episode of this feature.
So today, we're bringing you the live concert recording of the local artist feature, bringing you an amazing array of musicians. From acclaimed guitarists to piano proteges. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. That's all coming up today on Insight. First, the news. From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We have something a little different planned for you today. Cap Radio classical host Jennifer Reason is celebrating the 100th episode of her local artist feature, and she did it in style, with a bit of help from her fellow music hosts. Earlier this month, Cap Radio hosted its first concert at the station since the pandemic, and it was a showcase of Sacramento's music scene. We're going to listen to the concert recording, which took place in front of a live audience on April 17th.
This is an incredibly special day. It's not just any recording. This is the 100th episode of this feature. Which is insane. 100 episodes of anything feels like a lot, but 100 episodes of musicians from this area without repeating one person is extraordinary. A lot of previous artists are in this room, and some future artists are in this room as well that will be featured in the coming years. Kurt, Peter, hello. Thanks for joining us. Can't wait to hear you soon. Well, the lineup I have for you today is so special. I have artists from the very beginning when I first got this idea that, hey, Sacramento's special. Let's get these people on air. Once a week should do it. So we have some of the very first artists, and we also have artists that have yet to be featured. So you'll hear them tonight for the first time, and it's a smorgasbord. What I've tried to do in this programming is to reflect our programming on air. We have jazz, we have classical, we have our saying that we're honoring the past and we're embracing the future. So all of that is honored in this lineup, and I really hope you enjoy. We're gonna start with the one and only George England, who's been ready to go.
Thank you so much, Jen, for having me be a part of this. It's a really great honor. I'm gonna play Kinkajou, I Love You by an Australian composer named Philip Houghton. It's important to read what he writes underneath the title here. And it's in his own handwriting, which is kind of special. This was composed in 1998, and he writes, "Kinkajou, I love you. The Kinkajou, a mythical bird, once wounded in the spirit realm, heals and flies into the world." Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
That was gorgeous, George. Thank you for starting off our show. Why don't you tell everyone what you do here in SAC and tell us why you love doing it in SAC?
I run the Sacramento Guitar School. I'm a lecturer at Sacramento State School of Music. And I think one thing that really stands out to me about this area is the academic programs, you know, from the Los Rios music programs, Sacramento State, UC Davis, obviously Capital Public Radio, yeah. Obviously, right? So it's great. I think Sacramento is in a really fantastic kind of Goldilocks zone. You know, there's a lot of community support. It's a good sized city and we have two rivers. So, you know, how can you beat that? So anyway, thank you, Jen. Thank you.
Well, we welcome Mike Dahlberg on stage. Hello, I have to tell you, welcome. My wonderful, dear, longtime teachers in the audience, Richard Cianco, professor of piano over at Sac State. I started with you when I was 16, my friend. I know, that's the appropriate. That's a little painful. 16. But I met Mike at a show, and we played together, and I had no idea that they're related. Who knew? And now you're here. You weren't here before, but now you're here. Welcome to Sacramento.
Thank you. I found my way to Sacramento just about 4 years ago, originally from Philadelphia through Boston on my way over here, and have Sacramento has treated us so well. Jennifer's going to join me in playing a song by Amy Beach. Amy Beach being a female composer, born in 1867. She was a child prodigy and was singing dozens of songs by 1 year old and composing complex melodies by four. Largely self-taught, became the first American woman to achieve international success as a composer of large-scale works. Was living in the Victorian era, only allowed to perform once a year for much of her married life, and during that time composed a lot of music, expressed her music through her compositions. And what we're going to play today is a piece called Bersus. It came from three compositions, Opus 40, which was published in 1898. And a Bersus is simply a lullaby. So I try to picture singing this to my two-year-old, and then I remember that bedtime really looks like fighting not to go to bed and screaming. And so then it's more like what I dream about bedtime would look like. Thank you. One thing I'll say about why I love being here, why I'm glad to be here, is the community here. You know, as a newcomer, this is one of the most welcoming spaces and communities that I've come into. I've moved around quite a bit over the last 10 years, and I just appreciate the combination of professional, so excellent, so curious, and lots of people that are exploring and also willing to bring you into that has been wonderful. So thank you, Sacramento. Thank you, everyone who has contributed to that.
You know, that's a perfect lead-in. Thank you. I have to echo that. I was thinking about the same question. I've performed and worked in 17 countries in 14 states. And Sacramento, there's nothing like it. I haven't found anything else in the world. There's something about that community that's welcoming while also being extraordinarily professional and world-class. Speaking of 17 countries, our next, our next pianist was a student at Sac State. I never met him, not one time. I never saw his face. I met him in Bosnia. We had to go to former Yugoslavia to realize that we had the same piano teacher. So that's how that happens here. Welcome, Arend.
Hello, everyone. My name is Arend Aldama. As Jennifer said, that I was a student at Sacramento State. Alumni, got my master's at Sac State. My professor is Richard Chanko. I'm going to be performing one of my pieces, Salsa Nova. This is a piece that I have written. I was actually in Richard's compositional clubs that he invited me to. And he mentioned, Arend, you know, would you like to join this class or club? And I was like, okay, sure. And we wrote a lot of, you know, dances, haikus based, you know, compositions and waltz, you know, everything, like different types of styles. So one of the topics was dance. Now I had no idea what to write. I was like, okay, so I'll try waltzes. But then I was like, no, I don't want to write a waltz. It's too, you know, generic. You know, sorry, I think so. No, no, I'm kidding. No, waltzes are beautiful. But something unique to me and my culture of, you know, Latin culture. So I thought, hey, what if I write a salsa, but a classical, romantic, jazz, Latin jazz style. So you're gonna hear a combination of all these genres into one. So, yeah. Thank you.
That was Sac State grad student and pianist Arend Aldama performing his piece Salsa Nova live in front of an audience at CAP Radio. Up next, we'll dive back into the music celebration of Jennifer Reason's 100th episode of her local artist feature. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're continuing with a special edition celebrating CAP Radio classical host Jennifer Reason's 100th local artist feature with a concert that was recorded live at CAP Radio.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Robert Van, tenor, managing director of the Sacramento Youth Symphony. Artistic director of the Light Opera Theater of Sacramento. And also recently executive director of the Chamber Music Society of Sacramento. So I love Sacramento. Woo! I won't be singing any grand opera. We're going to keep it fun and light. But the first piece that we are going to be performing after sunset is the last song of a beautiful song cycle called Three Moods of the Sea by Dame Ethel Smythe. And Jennifer and I performed the cycle with the Chamber Music Society back in February.
That's tenor Robert Van with Dame Ethel Smythe's Third Mood of the Sea. Joining us now is Vanessa Martucci. Vanessa's a soprano who just made her debut with the Sackville Harmonic.
Welcome.
Hello. The first piece is an Italian piece by Pietro Cimara. It is quintessentially Italian. The lyricism, the beautiful lines, the text. I absolutely adore this piece. And being half Italian as well, this is something I'm very proud about, is our music. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa. Chamber Music Society is here. This is an institution that's been around for 40 years next year. 40 years is the anniversary. So Bill Barbini has never been on this show. Staple of this absolute community. It's right over there. Matt Krejci, principal flute of the Sac Phil. Welcome to you both. Thank you.
That was the Chamber Music Society of Sacramento's Bill Barbini and Matthew Krejci on violin and flute, performing Dame Ethel Smythe, accompanied by Jennifer Reason on piano. Still ahead, the final act of the 100th episode of the Local Artist Feature, recorded right here at Cap Radio. You're listening to Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment. Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're celebrating Sacramento's classical and jazz music scenes on Insight today with the help of Cap Radio classical host Jennifer Reason and her local artist feature, which recently recorded its 100th episode right here at Cap Radio.
So we are at the end of the show, which means you have two more things to listen to, and it's all of us hosts. Yay! Mike Nelson, your morning host, is a professional French horn player. Avery Jeffrey, your evening jazz host, is a professional bass player. So we're going to enjoy some Mike and we're going to enjoy some jazz, and we are out of here. You guys are the best audience ever.
Hi. I'm going to play you folk tunes. They are from the British Isles. This particular arrangement was done by my horn professor at the University of Florida. So I love it because it brings together all three of my careers. Like, I learned it from him. I've taken it on tour myself. I've used it to teach students. And I also love going on world tour every day when I host on the radio. So it's really performer, professor, radio host. It's all right here. So we're going to start in England. It's a very jaunty sea tune, except in this story, the admiral, he doesn't survive the sea battle, so it ends sad. And then we go to the saddest of all countries, judging from their folk music, Ireland. it's a beautiful setting of the minstrel boy, and it is just heart-wrenching, as I imagine it seems like all their folk tunes are.
Thank you.
thank you to Mike. One of the very special things about this station is we've got a dramaturg. We've got Victor Forman in the house. Hello. The voice we all wish we had. So many of us are professional musicians, and that makes hosting here really nice. So Avery is our jazz person, and they're going to play us out. Thank you again so much for celebrating this 100th episode. I can't wait to hear the finished product. You guys rock. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have everybody here finishing out this wonderful 100 celebration. Jennifer Reason's local artist feature. We got two tunes for you. First one is a nice standard by Sammy Fain called I'll Be Seeing You. And we'll be doing one by Chick Corea called Windows.
Andrew Maloney on saxophone, Jeremy Paz on drums, Andrew Mills, the one and only guitar, Avery Jeffrey bass. Wow. Huge thanks to every single one of the artists who joined me here today. This has been spectacular. There's so many people, and you took time out of your day as well. I'm Jennifer Rees, and this is the 100th episode of the Local Artist Feature Live. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Have a great night.
That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday tomorrow. We'll catch you back here on Monday.